Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
At some point, we need to put on some real music before a show, like some fucking Phil Collins at least.
Ugh.
Something that actually has some energy to it.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't we just go up right to that drum? In the air tonight, and we'll go up to the drum solo.
Oh no! Just like isolate the drum solo, play that on repeat. I could listen to that every fucking morning.
Oh, are you I thought you were gonna do it.
No.
I can feel it coming in the air. This is supposed to be our sober one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Authorities are desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again.
I told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
Welcome, everyone, to our audio version of Jesse Wiseman's Crime Corner.
Yeah.
What? So listen, if you listen only on audio on the Ross Patterson Revolution feed, thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. We need you. But we also have video version, which is very highly produced by Young Joel.
And very spicy sometimes.
Very spicy sometimes. We have got music in there. We've got pictures, mm-hmm. videos. It's basically like a Dateline. So that is on the Patreon, Drinking Bros Patreon. We did this episode that we're going to do tonight. We did a drunk version of it.
Exceptionally drunk
that will be available on our Patreon in 2 weeks.
Maybe. After I finish editing it, if it's
too bad. I think we got real racist in that one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And by we, I mean you. Just kidding.
More than normal, that's for sure.
Yeah, his was against blacks. Mine was Asian, as usual.
I was against blacks.
You said a couple.
That's how good the episode was.
Yeah. It wasn't against blacks.
That's how good it was.
Anyway, so the case that we're talking about that we did, drunken episode of, was the murder of Mariah Wilson by the Zen yoga teacher.
Oof.
Caitlin Armstrong. It's an Austin local case. We were following it from the beginning without really knowing much. So it feels very close. It feels like we were on the case.
Close to home. I mean? Almost feels like we were accomplices.
Almost. The whole situation. Yeah, like I was like, wait, did I do it? Do you know what I mean? Like I was like, who are they looking for? Right?
Was that one of mine?
Yeah. That's how it felt. But the way that we knew it wasn't us, right, Coop? is because we don't cycle.
Yeah.
We don't ride bikes. We Gay? Don't.
Well, yeah. Also
was, we don't it, like it, cyclists.
It was pretty sloppy also. I mean, leaving behind shell casings.
I know.
And, yeah.
I know. Well, this case has everything that we love, guys. Cyclists, right? But sarcasm.
Oh, gotta love them.
Yoga teachers love them. The long eye contact they give you when they ask you how you're doing.
They're the salt of the earth.
Gosh, it's like they just get right to the core of it. But how are you really? I never get more uncomfortable than when someone from Ojai.
Well, it's a very, very important question when you don't care what the answer is.
It's so true. When it's real, it's almost like so caring that it turns, it goes full circle to narcissism, right? Yeah. To where it's like, I'm asking you, but the way that I'm asking you is to make me feel better about myself and for you to tell people how caring I am.
The only possible way to ask somebody else a question about themselves and make it about you.
Yeah.
Which is impressive. It's a talent.
It is a talent, and all yoga teachers have it.
Yeah.
It has love triangles, which we love. And at the end, we will have a live update of the trial and the ending. This just got...
Ooh.
Yeah. The conclusion just happened a couple days ago. So we are, like I said, we are on the case.
Oh, you've got boots on the ground.
And we got away with murder, I feel like, right?
I don't know what the statute of limitations is, but it's probably a little bit less than a couple weeks.
Weirdly, though, they have as much physical evidence on us as they do on Caitlin, but she's just not a likable figure, and she really just fucked herself, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You guys ready to get into it? Feels like it's a really short intro and it feels weird.
It's the best we've done.
But it feels weird, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like we should talk for an hour more.
We don't have the list. Do we have to redo the list?
No. When you put it out, you put it out.
When the bonus episode comes out, then they'll know who wins that. Because we did it on that one, right? Yeah, after about an hour in to the show, we started doing the title reviews. Yeah,
again, that's why it's a Patreon exclusive. It's essentially the... You know when you watch like an R-rated film on cable television?
Yeah.
And they're replacing all the cuss words and they cut out all the best scenes?
Yes.
So that's kind of what you're getting if you're going to the Patreon.
Right.
You're getting the Cinemax version.
Yeah, you're getting the extended. Which is kind of sweet.
Die Hard 2, when I saw it on TV, he says, Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
And you always thought it was that.
To
Mr. Falcon. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is fascinating what they change that shit to sometimes to make it like match the mouth.
The Big Lebowski was the worst. This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That's what John Goodman says in the
That is the fascinating.
It's awesome.
All right, guys, I guess let's get into it. On May 11th, 2022, 25-year-old Anna Mariah Wilson, the main gal in our story, we call her Mariah or Mo, was visiting Austin, Texas for a gravel bike race, whatever the hell that is. To save money, she stayed at her friend Caitlin Cash's apartment downtown. That day, she went for a swim in Deep Eddy Pool in Austin, Texas. And
gross.
As she prepared for the bike race in Hico?
I think we had the same issue on the first
We're
going
to have some
this.
Of the how same did, issues because it, yeah, I was blackout.
Because no we don't remember it.
Because I was blackout.
I could be dead sober and I still wouldn't know how to pronounce that. H-I-C-O.
Would you say you were dead sober?
Hico.
No, I could be dead sober.
Oh, okay.
I'm never dead sober.
Okay, because I'd be like, go to the Patreon, guys. Tell me if Coop was sober. Although you were the more sober one, I will say.
Yeah.
Yes, you were. Compared to me?
Less obviously.
Well, there was. Maybe. I think there was a slow shift. In the beginning, Coop was the more drunk one. By the end, there was like a rotation of the guard that slowly happened over the three and a half hour show.
It was me the whole time, huh? Like from minute one, it was just spicy and like, you know.
Well, see, that's my secret. I usually show up drunk.
Yeah, yeah. So that, so I actually don't know you sober. Is that what you're saying?
Nobody does.
That is brilliant. I might try it.
Yeah, I don't think my parents know me sober.
I might try it. Anyways, so she was preparing for the bike race in Hiko Hiko, Hoko Hiki Hiki, Texas.
That's the proper way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hiko, you Hiko, have to Hoko, say Hiki. It every single yeah. way.
Miliki, maka,
and then the one of the ways way. Is right. Okay. So she went swimming with her friend, 37-year-old Colin Strickland, a Texas native and professional cyclist. I know.
Well, I mean, just the name Colin.
The name Colin, the person Colin. Sorry,
way too close to colon for my taste.
Should I just pronounce it colon?
Colon, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, colon so pronounced. Colin for everyone is going to now be known as Colin. So Colin, Colin and Mo, gosh, kill them both, right? I'm joking. Colin and Mo had met the year before during a 4-day gravel race in Idaho.
Okay. No, you're right.
What?
Kill them both?
Okay. I shouldn't say that. Mm. You know, I'm thinking it though. Cyclists.
Oh, yeah, no.
God damn.
No. And I will say, Coop wrote this, and I did want to have a sober, more sober version of it because it's so good. Just dunking on cyclists and Austin. So I just really wanted to give it. I wanted to honor it. So
I appreciate
that's kind of
that.
Why we're back here now.
Put a lot of feeling into it.
Yeah, a lot of hatred. So they met the year before at the 4-day gravel race in Idaho. As professional cyclists, the two had bonded over society's unanimous hatred of their so-called sport. After their romantic,
the air quotes are implied.
Yeah. After their romantic dip in the cold, urine-filled water, the couple had dinner and drinks at Pool Burger. So Deep Eddy Pool, as with many of the pools around Austin that people rave about, a Barton Springs.
Barton,
a
yeah,
Hamilton
I was just
going to
say Barton Springs.
All sweat and urine and, I mean, soap probably at this point, people bathing in there.
Oh, I hope so.
It's, yeah,
that
yeah.
That would make
you
it
would
a
hope
little
they would
bit
bathe
cleaner.
A little bit, yeah. So it's
oh,
all
Lady
disgusting.
Bird Lake. Oof.
Seriously. Dead bodies floating by you and stuff. Like, Austin is disgusting, you guys.
I've spent enough time in Lady Bird Lake to know that the dead bodies are, like, the cleanest part of the entire
lake. Yeah, you're like, you hope to find a dead body and not what you find.
You go to the sandbar on, like, a Saturday during the summer. Mm. You got, like, between 500 and 1,000 people hanging out in the same area drinking with no bathroom. Everybody's hanging out on paddle boards and shit.
And it doesn't, like, there's not a lot of flow.
Dumb. Everybody's dumb.
And it gets, like, 115 degrees here, you guys. Like, it is just a cesspool.
And that's not even why the water's warm in that spot.
Ugh. I've never been to any of those pools or lakes or anything. And I
don't
never
do
will.
It. Don't do it.
Because I'm not a loser.
Exactly.
No, it's because
right.
you've never dated a woman from Austin.
It's so
and
true.
And I never
that's
would.
Always.
Because I'm not a
from
loser.
From Austin or recently moved here? Big difference as far as
small
taking
difference.
You to the pools and stuff.
No, from my experience, it's roughly the same. From and transplants.
If I ever did, I still wouldn't go.
Yeah, we know that.
Stronger
know
man
that,
than I.
We know that.
Or no, less social, possibly.
Yeah.
Whichever. Anyway, back to cyclists.
Anyways.
Call it what you want.
So after their romantic dip in the cold urine-filled water, probably hot at that point, the couple had dinner and drinks at Pool Burger, discussing the most effective ways to disrupt traffic and the struggles of dealing with chronic spandex wedgies. As the night drew to a close, Colin dropped Mariah off at Cash's apartment. We're going to call the girl that she's staying with Cash so that it's not
confusing
with someone else that's
so
that
we got,
comes up
we
later.
Got Colin and Momo and Cash now.
Yes. And Cash is Caitlin Cash, the apartment that Mo's staying at because she's a
short
poor young degenerate cyclist. She's
as
not
they
degenerate,
are.
Though. She's not degenerate.
Oh, come on. They're cyclists. I
know.
I'd have more respect for them if they did do drugs.
I know. I really have to look past my hatred of cyclists
to
get
high
into
on
this
life.
Because Mariah was, like, such a cute, accomplished, like, amazing person by all accounts. She just happened to get sucked into cycling, and I'm not going to, and it was later in life, so I'm not going to hold it against her, but like, it's really hard.
I blame Colin. He was the gateway drug.
Yep. We, as you will see, we do blame Colin for this. So, as the night drew to a close, Colin dropped Mariah off at Cash's apartment. Around 10 p.m., Caitlin Cash returned home to find Mariah's body in the bathroom, surrounded by a pool of blood. Mariah, or Mo, like I said, as her friends called her, was a young, up-and-coming professional cyclist and former employee of Specialized Bicycle Components. Originally born in Littleton, New Hampshire, Mo and her family moved to Kirby, Vermont when she was young and spent the rest of her childhood as a Vermont resident.
Which part are we puking?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she was. I mean, she was waspy, waspy, wasp, right?
Oh, big time.
She was like the epitome of white, rich, accomplished, good student, great athlete.
Again, though, I do back you up that she is the best person in this entire story.
Absolutely.
Most forgivable, most respectable.
Most respectable.
Least deserving.
Yes.
Of the outcome.
Yes. So in 2014, Mo graduated from Burke Mountain Academy before going on to obtain a Bachelor of Arts degree from Dartmouth in 2019. She was known as a friendly, outgoing, and ambitious young woman with a bright future ahead of her. Something else that was bright about her was her smile, Joel, that some would say light up a room. So now you guys know. I mean, you knew before, but now you know
Momo's going
what's
down.
Happening. Yes. So upon arriving, so Caitlin finds Mariah, pool of blood, calls 911. I guess the 911 call, which we cannot find because it's very gruesome, is insane. She keeps saying that her brains are spilling out on the floor. She's trying to give CPR. She pumps her chest probably 100 times. It's a really... Again, we haven't heard it yet. I think probably it will be put out at some point, but apparently it is very, very hard to hear this scared girl finding someone that literally was just staying at her apartment for the night.
A genuine 911 call for once.
Yes, where it's not the killer that we like to play those ones where we're like, tell me what you think about this son of a bitch, right? She finds her, called 911. So upon arriving at the crime scene, police discovered bullet casings marked 9mm jag on the floor next to Mo's body. That's 9mm what? Jag?
Well, it's a 9mm pistol round, but they're the kind of rounds that they're, it's like the next level up from hollow points.
Okay.
They've got even more striations or... they go
are
in
they and easy, they, more easily detectable or traced back to the actual gun, or they just have more.
It's like when Rambo shaves off the tips so it splits into four ways.
It's like that, but to the next level. So hollow points have a little cup in the front of them, so they mushroom a whole lot easier. These ones actually like splinter out into little shards, so they're specifically for
like the
self-defense.
Ninja bomb. It's like a bullet version of the ninja bomb that we're using in
and
in,
the casings
Palestine
are
right
easily, easily traced back to the gun,
yeah, they,
right?
They okay, say, okay, okay. Well, to trace a bullet back to a gun, you have to look for certain markings that are very specific to the gun itself, which it's not that specific, but there's ways to trace it. These actually just said 9mm
JAG
on the back of them.
Whoa.
Which,
don't get those bullets. Get the ones that don't say it on there, at least.
It just says anonymous on the back?
I mean, just nothing. Look, have the police work for it, right? Try and match it with the
if I got bullets, I would get one that said not mine on it.
Oh, that'd be good.
Now, see, it's illegal to do that because it makes it so hard for the cops to track down a killer.
Yeah, so they don't like that. So they found those casings on the floor next to Mo's body. She had been shot three times, twice in the head and once in the chest.
Damn.
Investigators determined that the third shot to the chest had been fired from directly above her.
From the way the 911 call was described, apparently the two shots to the head would be obviously
the ones, like, yeah. And like I said, there was one she basically, she had her hand up because there was one through the fingers. Ooh, so she saw her, put her hand up and was like, no, got shot in the head 2 times, fingers blown off. Then on the ground, they determined that even though, right, brains are spilling out, this person stood over her and shot her in the chest.
This shows like
from above. That's like a personal thing, right? Where it's like, I've shot you in the head, you're dead, and now I'm so pissed, I'm going to stand over you and shoot you in the heart, right?
Could be that or inexperience, because that's the reverse of a double tap, where it's supposed to be 2 in the chest, 1 in the head. This was 2 in the head, 1 in the chest.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder how they could tell.
Well, you were saying that the roommate was doing CPR?
Yeah, just because, I mean, honestly, no matter what, though, on a night.
The friend group, you know? Shows like the whole, this whole group of cyclists or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, no. On the 911 call, on 911 calls, which we've got, we have caught people, or people's downfall on 911 is saying that they're doing CPR when they're not, right, or not wanting to do CPR. So like, no matter what the state of the body is on a 911 call, they are going to ask you to stop bleeding and do CPR. Like, unless it's someone that's burnt up in a fire, like, they're going to ask you to do it. So she was like, okay, you know, she's 25 too, right? And they're all hippie gravel racers. So she's like, oh my God, okay.
Like, can you perform?
Pressing her, blood's coming out, brain. That's gotta be, you know.
She was most likely a vegan. And
oh, like, gosh, and that was like,
please perform CPR. Like, but she's like, but there's no top half of her head.
And you've heard them before, the 911 calls where it's like, ma'am, like the last Philadelphia teacher one, where he's like, there's a knife in her chest. Like, yeah. Am I pushing? Like, I don't know what's going on. They
do
just
I
go,
push
well,
the knife further
yeah.
into her
push
chest?
On the knife,
right? So,
but also that guy.
Which one? The guy, Philadelphia.
That's my favorite.
With the knife in chest.
Yeah.
That's he's a 911 call.
There's a knife. There's like suddenly.
Guilty as hell.
A giant kitchen knife.
Yeah. And then also.
It was hidden underneath her hoodie or something.
Does it make
yeah,
sense?
Also Also, they were like, can you do 911? He's like, or can you do CPR? He's like, do I have to? What a little fucking bitch, dude. He was a little bitch. Yeah. Oh, I really got to go back to the gym. So, like I said, the investigators determined that someone stood over her to deliver one final killing blow. This led them to determine that it was not a random act or a home intrusion gone awry. This was done by someone with a vendetta against Mariah. But who would have a vendetta against this gorgeous, amazing, accomplished up-and-comer in the cycling community? As a cyclist, there was no shortage of people that would like to kill Mariah, right? Just as she's, we're just saying, not as a person, but if she's on the side of the road or in the middle and you're trying to pass, like, there's many people that have thought, I want to kill this person. Mm. So it's,
as
you know,
a cyclist,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so suspects are everywhere, right?
Is there anybody in this room who has not thought about
Just last week.
Driving through one of those paths.
Just last week, I almost flicked the wheel. Almost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's one of those intrusive thoughts where you're saying, yes, it would be so easy.
Yes.
And if you drive away fast enough. I went through this like literally, maybe 2 days ago, trying to pull onto mm-hmm. my own road, going back to my house.
Yep. And there's windy roads everywhere. There's tiny, you can't get off to the side, but yeah.
And this fucking guy is on one of the access roads right next to the freeway, goes in front of everybody and makes a hard turn while other cars are moving through, and he's mad at everybody else.
Right.
See, that's a reason that Mariah is the only forgivable figure in this entire story, because
she wasn't riding a bike at the time of her murder?
Not at the time, but she was also young. She hadn't got to the point that this 60-year-old.
And we don't know how many like actual roads she went on, or if she was just mountain bike. You know what I mean?
True.
If she kept it on the gravel and in the mountains, good for her. Even more reason for her not to be dead, right?
I agree.
But yeah, you know, like, if people have OCD about like, oh my gosh, am I going to kill this person, or am I going to just like throw myself off, you know, like anytime you're next to like a cliff, you're like those OCD kind of intrusive thoughts. I only have that.
With cyclists.
With cyclists.
Yeah.
And I think, and it's, I am so scared that some one day, if I see one or whatever, that I'm just like, my hand is just going to do it.
You can just hit them and drive off. It's fine. Anyway.
Gosh, I don't know if you can.
Only one way to find out.
Yep. Pretty much anyone who has had to share the road with these spandex clad road hogs has had at least briefly considered plowing through a pack of them, as we were saying. Since the murder was carried out with a pistol instead of inside of an apartment, road rage was obviously not the case. Although, Caitlin, that would have been a good way to do it.
Smarter way.
Sorry.
For a second, I thought you were saying the good way for Caitlin to pull it off was to literally drive her car through her own apartment.
No, to find her, to, if you're going to like stalk her, whatever, find Mariah just riding her bike somewhere and accidentally hit her. So, but obviously we're not there yet. Colin was obviously the first suspect, right? Not only was he the last person to see her alive, he had also purchased 2 9-millimeter pistols not long before the murder. However, CCTV footage showed him driving his motorcycle along I-35 at the time of Mariah's death. So he was ruled out for that, but... investigators also reviewed footage from a neighbor's security system, which gave them their first lead. The footage showed a black SUV with a unique bike rack on the back slowly driving through the alley behind the apartment just moments before Mariah's death and after Colin left on his motorcycle. The SUV matched the make and model of a vehicle belonging to Colin's girlfriend, Caitlin Armstrong. Here we fucking go. It would seem that being a cyclist wasn't the only reason Colin Strickland was a piece of shit. He was also an adulterer. We love him. If he could have died, that would have been great.
It's one of the few cases where the first suspect I have zero sympathy for. Mm-mm. If it was a false accusation.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But again, they ruled him out very quickly and didn't. I don't like that they didn't look into his possible involvement or anything.
Or
right?
Knowing that
they literally were just like
what he could have done to stop it.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as they realized that he was a professional cyclist, they got a lot of muscle in their legs, not enough muscle in their hands to actually pull a trigger.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, he's a cyclist. He's a fucking pussy. He couldn't do something like that. Investigators So Caitlin Armstrong was a 37-year-old yoga instructor. We love her already, right? At least she wasn't a cyclist, although I think she probably rode a bike here and there.
Well, licensed realtor also, so.
Oh, listen, this gal is a catch. Yoga instructor, licensed realtor from Livonia, Michigan. Where is the, what country is Livonia, Michigan?
It sounds like some sort
know.
Of fucking fantasy world place.
Listen.
Livonia.
Sounds Eastern European.
Yeah.
Probably right next to Poland.
Her and Colin had a turbulent relationship, and she often complained to friends that he did not treat her well. Yeah, well. Did not treat her well. During later interviews, friends of Caitlin claim they regularly encouraged her to end the relationship. In 2021, the couple briefly broke up. When Mo and Colin had met the year before, it was during that break in his relationship with Caitlin Armstrong, according to him. Mo and Colin had a short fling before Colin and Caitlin eventually reconciled and continued their relationship.
Okay.
So it was one of those things that, like, who knows if they were really broken up or it was just like, look, they were living together. So it's like, what? You left the house for a little bit or you were broken up and living together still? That's not really breaking up, and it's not really a break unless you're Colin.
Well, it seems like it was one of those things with, what was it, on Friends? Mm-hmm. Oh, we were on a break.
We were on a break. It was like for one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once the two had gotten back together, Colin admitted to sleeping with Mo, which didn't sit well with Caitlin. Yeah. colon.
Like sex?
Take that to your fucking grave, bro.
No, they were just like.
Or they just took a little nappy.
No, bunk beds.
Bunk, huh? Yeah. What are you talking about?
You said slept together. You mean like.
Oh.
Fucking?
I'm sure that was a question. Caitlin was like, wait, you slept next to her? Or. And he's like, no. And like had to keep explaining it. Yeah. No. They hooked up and he decided it was a great idea to tell Caitlin about it.
I like that. It's honest.
Mm-hmm. Not long after Colin and Caitlin rekindled their relationship, Caitlin met up with a friend, Jacqueline Chastain, and aired her grievances. Caitlin told Jacqueline about the fling Colin had with Mo, nearly breaking down in tears during the conversation. According to Jacqueline, at one point, Caitlin said, I wanted to kill her. I really wanted to kill her. I mean, now listen, that's not a smoking gun. Go through my text messages. The amount of times that I've said I was going to kill Ross, he better not show up murdered because I will be in fucking jail, right? Mm. If you go off of that. So that's not a smoking gun, but it is kind of like,
I
would kill her. Like, you're pissed. I get
it. They were on a break too, so... And if she let him back...
And I think it's interesting that she didn't say, I want to kill him.
Right.
I want to kill him. She's saying, I would kill her. So we already know that Caitlin is like, puts all of the blame, no matter what Colin does, on the other person involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Not a great...
That's what I was confused about.
Exactly.
In the first place also. Mm.
Because he did nothing wrong.
Look. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're on Colin's side.
That's right.
To Jacqueline. These...
I forgot, too.
Yeah, you forgot.
The story's going on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. You have to take your side.
They're being mean to someone who didn't do anything so far.
I know.
Did he not
really
do anything, Joel?
Yeah.
Is he not guilty?
As far as I could tell so far, what did he do?
He didn't do anything illegal, right?
Charles
and Joel is absolutely right.
Charles Manson never killed anybody himself.
Mm.
Yeah. I think he's sweet. But
we will never.
I also love Michael Jackson
episode. I hate him so much.
I don't.
The whole time Joel's gonna be like, dude,
he
writes good music too. Hell yeah!
I don't know shit about him, so
okay.
I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. No, a lot of people do love him.
I don't actually.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yes.
Obviously enough people loved him that they committed murder for him.
That, but also like he's a metal figure, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I was never
Pentagon,
a fan.
Didn't he have Pentagon on the head? Like
he always looks stupid to me.
Yes, he is. He's stupid. He's a stupid, crazy person.
But this guy is just a cyclist.
He's just
with
a cyclist.
With a crazy girlfriend.
Right.
Now, see, just the cyclist part, I'd hang out with Manson before I hung out with Colin.
Colin, yeah.
That's
so,
true.
Me too.
That's true. You want to go fucking hit some gravel? Boom! Just fucking shoot it right in the head. To Jacqueline, these comments were nothing more than emotional drunken banter. I get it. As the two had already downed a few drinks, unbeknownst to Jacqueline, Caitlin not only had the motive, she had the means as well. This would later come to haunt Jacqueline. Everyone knows the hallmarks of a healthy relationship are secrecy and lies, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way to keep it going.
Which
you
he hasn't
cannot
done
tell
so
the whole
a,
truth.
They had a breakup, and then they got back together, and so he wouldn't lie. He admitted what he did while he was gone. So I don't see any.
Yes, but
lies
Joel,
yet.
Did he stop the relationship?
I don't
once
know.
They got back together?
I don't remember.
No. Everyone.
Spoiler alert.
So after Colin and Caitlin reunited, he remained in contact with Mariah, claiming
side
they were
piece.
Just friends now. There was no romantic interest. And as you guys know from being in relationships.
Oh, so he did say it. So he was like, look, I'm still going to hang out with her, but we're just friends.
Yes. And as anyone knows, you're married. You've been in long-term relationships before. It's always cool if. The person that you're dating, if they hooked up with someone on a break, it's always cool that they stay friends with that person,
no,
right?
No.
Oh, wait,
no.
Well, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, what are we doing here, guys?
No, full blown. It's entirely platonic.
Yeah.
Entirely platonic.
Entirely. We were like secret and sneaking around, but we stopped all that. Like, and now we're friends.
Staying close friends with your exes and things like that. Yeah.
Even just guys and girls.
100%.
Being friends. Like, it's just
Caitlin should have just been like, I'm not okay with that.
It's like being super close friends with a colleague of the opposite sex at the place that you work at, where you share certain secrets with them that you don't tell your significant other.
Yes.
Completely natural.
Yes.
Completely acceptable.
Yes.
It's fine.
If you're not fucking.
It's weird, but I say that all the time, right? Like, you can't just have like a really good friend of the opposite sex that your significant other isn't friends with as well. And what about Coop and Joel are my like really good friends, but you're also totally know Ross, right?
Yeah, and we
do
also,
you know what I mean? And
we all haven't hooked up before.
Exactly. So
me and you,
I'm trying to be hypocritical
we're
here.
The same sex.
We've known each other for fucking
since 2000. Well, we don't have to date ourselves.
We can. We're old as fuck. All
I think
of us.
2006 or 2004.
Yeah,
I think it was 2004, 2005.
I think that's the exception, right? I just think it is. But anyways, this kind of thing, we're like, oh, we hooked up
once. My wife doesn't
once.
Have a problem with us hanging out. And I have secrets I keep with Jesse that she doesn't know about.
Really?
I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's true.
Well, there.
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe, yeah.
We
have
a long history.
Yeah. Like, we're not going to tell everybody everything, right?
Yeah,
we're not going to say it here, right?
I'm not gonna okay, so here's how every night went when we were all shit-faced together.
But the key is, I think, A, number one, never hooking up. B,
yeah, that breaks all the rules. Other person, now it's over. Yeah.
The other person has to be friends with them as well. I think those are two rules that, like, you can't just have a friend of the opposite sex that's only your friend that doesn't, that the, you know, your husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, know as well.
At least for me, it's super weird having somebody talk all the time about somebody else that they're hanging out with from work that you've never met before, but
that's
they talk
creepy.
About them all the time.
That's different, though.
Yes.
I don't talk about Jesse
this
like
feels,
at all.
This feels like
I don't mention Jesse or you to anybody else.
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. You can't replace us. The bond we have. You know what I mean?
No, too valuable. Gotta keep it secret.
So anyone would be threatened by the bond that all of us have. And I'm not joking, but also joking. So
we are lucky we've been friends for so long without any like
I know.
Serious drama between us. It's pretty good.
It is good. Yeah. And I think it's rare. It's like people maybe from college have that. But even then, they probably fucking hooked up one night. You know what I mean?
Well, Coop and I have hooked up a couple of times and have drama between us. But I mean the trio, Coop, not us.
Kiss?
Well, the
penis stuff?
69.
No, fucking you name it.
Fucking you name it. We like drugs. We like holes. What can I say? Sometimes the only person with those things is the guy sitting across from you, right? In that lonely apartment behind the 7-Eleven. I hear you guys. It's okay. And I get that.
It's just friends being friends.
Just helping each other out.
Listen.
I wish there were nights. There were nights where I'd be drunk and I'd be like, "Man, I wish I was gay. It'd be so much easier. We could just have fell in love, got married.
Oh my gosh,
so
right?
much easier.
Yeah, we could handle
so
it.
Much easier.
It's so much easier for it'd be so much easier for anyone. Like when I think about the model of men and women even raising kids, it's fucking ridiculous. Two girls raising kids. I mean. Easy peas. Two moms in the house, forget it, right?
It's like, easier?
Yes. Like, the model that we have makes no... It's just the hardest way to do anything, but...
Wait, two women in the house, who's gonna leave the toilet seat up?
Yeah, who's gonna, like, fix anything that breaks?
If you wanna, you wanna not hear that joke, go to Patreon. anyways... So Caitlin and Colin and Caitlin reunited, and then Colin's like, I'm still friends with that girl that I hooked up with, and there's no romantic interest. We're just friends, as you do. And they're they're not secretly fucking, obviously, and Colin changed.
Did he say that?
Colin changed Mariah's name in his phone and immediately deleted any text messages he received from her. So that's obviously on the up and up.
Out of
respect.
You do
that with any friend. You do it with any friend.
Was absolutely out of respect.
You
for
guys
Mariah.
In my phone are Stephanie and Courtney. And I delete Wait, everything you guys sent me.
Immediately.
Stephanie and Courtney. I pointed already. I delete everything after, but it's all fucking cool. Yeah, like, I don't understand what the problem is. You guys all do that, right?
Yeah.
I don't even have my mom under the right name. Yeah.
She's under Bob.
Yeah, and I delete every single text message. I mean, those admittedly are a lot more sexually charged than the majority of the text messages that I get, but...
It's like, Coop, why is Pizza Hut calling you at 2 in the morning? Oh, it's my mom.
You should have your mom under Pizza Hut.
Why is Pizza Hut sending you nudes right now? That's
I know,
weird.
That would be such a flex, though. You'd be like, dude, yeah, Pizza Hut is fucking all over me, dude.
Pizza Hut just texted and said, why did you drink my wine?
Yeah.
Pizza Hut just said, I think your stepdad knows about us.
Lock it in.
Okay. Sorry. Gosh, we're going right back to Patreon time. I mean, might as well just have that episode come out. All right. So, Colin changed Mariah's name in his phone, obviously, and immediately deleted any text messages that he received from her, despite his attempts to conceal his totally platonic and innocent friendship with Mariah. Caitlin discovered evidence of their secret communications and, just like a woman, made a big fucking deal about it.
Right?
Coop.
Every goddamn time.
Some of these lines...
You can tell when it's for sure Coop.
I know, but like some of these lines, when I read it, I can hear his voice saying it, and it's so good. Along with being a cheater, Colin Strickland was also uniquely infuriating combination of a bike riding hippie, a male feminist, and a Second Amendment supporter. As anyone who has spent more than 1 hour in Austin, Texas can tell you, you'll never find a more beautiful hive of scum and villainy with a side of Tatooine.
This side of Tatooine. It was a Star Wars.
This side of Tatooine. What?
Yeah, that's a
saying. Austin
Tatooine's
is,
like the
worse
the,
than Mos Eisley.
What is it?
Tatooine is the scary planet in Star Wars where all the drug dealers and gangsters go.
Whoa.
You should
did
know,
I have
you
this conversation
this.
Last time?
Probably.
I think we did.
God bless. I was blacked the fuck out. Whew.
Thank God. I've gotten so used to operating blackout that...
I know. It's me too, apparently. My God. Okay. That's scary.
I think that honestly was a really good episode.
No, I mean, that's why I'm saying, did we talk about it? Because I'm like, I kind of remember it. But it was also a couple weeks ago.
That we had roughly a similar conversation, but I also put that in there just specifically because I knew you wouldn't
know.
That
I wouldn't know, and then I could get into a nerd, like, shut the fuck up nerd conversation.
Yeah, I could make myself... I'd make myself feel superior in the one aspect of life that doesn't matter.
Yes, but we also know each other well enough that you know how to tee me up for my fucking beat it nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like it.
We also might not remember because at this point, I think we're about 3 hours into the show.
That's also true. And it was just like...
You know, if Rogan can go like 3, 4, or 5 hours,
I know.
I think we're in good company.
We should go like 4 or 5 on the average. We should just do a 5-hour show every week.
And
you have the time, right?
Look, clearly.
Oh yeah. What else is what
clearly
else is
last
Jesse
show was clearly last show was 3 hours and we did
3.5
an hour prep and like yeah. So, anyways, Caitlin had numerous frightening encounters with the prodigious homeless population. Oh, out here. Okay, leading Colin to purchase her a Sig Sauer P365 pistol, along with a box of 9mm JAG ammunition.
9mm, yeah.
The same type of ammunition used to kill Mariah Wilson. Interessant. When police announced to the public that Mo Wilson had been murdered Jacqueline Chastain's husband informed her of the news. This is the girl that Caitlin told she wanted to kill her. She immediately told her husband she knew who had done it. Jacqueline called the Austin Police Department and was a big fucking snitch. Left an anonymous
tip. Harvey Oswald, that son of a bitch.
Was a fucking huge snitch. Just keep that fucking drunken conversation to yourself, bitch.
Yeah. She is a rat. She is a rat. That sucks.
For real. Be careful who you ladies have wine and spill your tea to, okay? Yeah, because... Any hint?
I don't spill the beans to females, and maybe that's
in general. I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
That's a good rule.
That might
of
be
thumb.
Sexist.
Oh yeah. No.
We have no. Like we cannot. We have a vault, and the key is wine. Do you know what I mean? Like so, I'll keep it. We will keep it in the vault until we get a certain amount of drinks and comfortability, and it will come out no matter what.
It's the female skeleton key.
Absolutely.
God, the stuff that my mom's told me when she was drunk on wine. Oof.
Really? Just like favorite position stuff?
Oh, worse.
What's worse? Don't say it. I mean, don't say it. What's the gist?
If your mom wasn't in an abusive relationship, I would have her come on the show.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I mean, trying to keep it fairly superficial.
Yeah, just like a category of like...
No holds barred. When it comes to taking care of her husband.
And she's as dry as coop, so every time she says anything, you think she's joking, and then you realize she's not, and you're just like, God damn.
I wish we could hang out.
You'd love her.
We've been saying that for a while now. We should have her on an episode of Crime Corner.
She was almost murdered for the one show she did
what
on the Iconoblast with us.
What would be a good subject for her that she can speak on? Serial killer?
Anything.
Husband.
Maybe a domestic. It's the bottle of wine that she drinks before
we
start.
No, but I mean, you want people to be like interested in it or what's their fucking thing. Or...
John Wayne Gacy, like any case that has to do with a lot of anal.
Your mom listens to this show.
He's fucking with me. He's fucking with me. Okay.
He's fucking with his mom right now because he knows she's going to listen to this.
Ergo fucking with me. I want to chill with your mom.
But am I lying?
It's 100% also true.
What the fuck? Get her down here, dude. Just drive her down here with you one time.
But get my wife.
She can't drive herself.
My
She's
wife.
Way too
I know. Well,
time.
We'll
my
get
wife
her
and your mom and you do a show. That would be fucked.
It would be the best episode ever.
Yeah.
For reasons other than it being a good informative show. Like, it will be, like, the most... To anyone that wants to hear about a crime, it will be the most annoying thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, you'll get through one page.
To anyone that wants to hear...
It'll be real talk.
It would pretty much be, like, every episode of Iconoblast. It'd be entertaining, but not all that informative.
Yeah, you're going to learn nothing. Yeah.
But you think you are, so that's why you waste your time with it.
Yeah, you're like, I'm listening to smart stuff while like, drinking.
You got to spit on it first. That makes sense.
Imagine your mom saying that to you.
Can I? Let me just say a word, and because it's audio, you're gonna say you're gonna nod one way or the other, like pegging type of stuff. Okay. He nodded yes. just kidding.
That's my dog.
Just kidding, mom. So when police announced to the public that Mo Wilson had been murdered, Jacqueline, big snitch, told her husband she called the Austin Police Department and left an anonymous tip. So she was an anonymous snitch, which is even fucking worse, informing them of Caitlin's previous comments. This was enough to secure an arrest warrant, which I think is a little bit weird, too. But she also had some other outstanding, I guess she like didn't pay for Botox or whatever. So had some kind of, so the person that was trying to get their money from her had some kind of complaint. So she did have a warrant that they were able to pick her up on. So at this point, Caitlin was already, she had gotten arrested for that. So they were able to question her, right? Otherwise, they have no, like they wouldn't be able to question her unless they had this little thing to bring her in on, right?
I'm pretty sure that we've like done drone strikes for less than that. Not paying for Botox in Austin?
Oh, I know. But listen, no, but that was the thing that they were... So look, if you're trying to arrest somebody because you want to talk to them, You just have to find anything in their record of like, oh, you didn't pay a parking ticket. They can bring you in. And then they use that to question you about other things, right?
So the reason that the Navy SEALs weren't sent in for not paying for Botox in Austin was because they wanted to get some information out of her. It's like this is going after a Alzar Cowie or something. They're trying to catch him alive because they're trying to get after a much larger group of terrorists.
Just make sure they don't have some little thing in your past that they can bring you in for no reason, because that's what they did with her, basically.
This is the first part of the show that I'm actually remembering, the Botox part.
Really? No, because there's more plastic surgery later, so maybe you popped back in mentally later. At this point, so she had already been arrested for that. They got her in, so they questioned her. The day after Mariah's body was discovered, police arrested Caitlin for an outstanding misdemeanor warrant, which was the Botox. She was questioned and released later that day due to lack of evidence, which they didn't actually have any physical evidence totally tying Caitlin, but they kind of knew they were basically going to build their case, right? So they let her go thinking that she was fine, which is what they do, sometimes to kind of like see what you do after, right? Let you go and let you hang yourself. But so she released due to lack of evidence and also a clerical error on her warrant documents.
Due to lack.
Oh.
What'd you say? What'd you think I said?
I thought you, due to a lack of evidence, I thought you said she released a doodle-ack of evidence. And I was like, what's a doodle-ack?
It's kind of like a
queef. Is that like a fucking...
There was also, like I said, there was also a clerical error on her documents because it's Austin and they can't do fucking anything right. So she would have gotten let go anyways. So we love it here. Once they secured another arrest warrant, finally, with like enough circumstantial evidence on this case, Caitlin was nowhere to be found. So this was 13 days after her release. Caitlin was caught on an Austin airport security camera boarding a flight with a yoga mat. This fucking bitch couldn't. Anyone that does yoga, it's like, they'll walk down New York City streets with it, banging into people. I mean, they literally cannot. They need everyone to know that they do yoga at all times.
So this was an addition that you made to the notes.
Yes.
And it's so confusing because how do you narrow down one specific yoga mat going through the Austin airport?
You're right. They found
that many,
her.
But there are thousands.
No, you're right. But they weren't looking right for a yoga mat. They found her, how her body looked, hair, everything, and then flight records. But on the footage, she's there and had to bring, she had to bring the fucking yoga mat. And that's why we hate her. But when the footage was found, she already had an 11-day head start, and flight logs showed that she went to Houston, then LaGuardia, where her sister lived, and then Lord knows, because she ended up using her sister's identification.
Nice, smart.
Right. It was also discovered that right after she was interrogated, she sold her Jeep SUV that was in the footage for $12,000 cash, and then it was kind of on at that point. Yeah, but she was like, she had a big head start.
$12,000, shit.
Yeah, but resale.
Cars are expensive out here. It sucks.
Resale. Fucking this. Talk to this guy about getting a fucking trailer, dude.
Yeah, dude. The shit I'm going through with the Camaro too, because of the license plate situation. Because the Cali car, dude. Yeah. I found a same year Camaro that's broken down that I could buy for like $1,200 and then just put the plate on and then
swap the plates over.
Swap the plates. The VIN number won't match if I like get arrested.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have that recorded on.
Oh, no, I don't care. Yeah. If you get pulled over, you're fucked around. Either way. But
well,
it would work. You know?
We're obviously very high profile public figures.
Yeah.
The cops are listening to this shit.
I know. So well, there is actually cops listening to the show.
Yeah, so they might be able to help me get a license plate for free so I don't have to go through all this government red tape.
Do you have a license?
Yeah, I do.
Is it current?
It is expired. But it's not suspended.
I know it's not suspended, but so you got to renew your California license. Then you go to Texas,
get a Texas license plate from somebody. Don't have to do
just
all
keep
that.
the fucking criminal train rolling, dude. You are on Crime Corner. We do need We do need you to stay a criminal.
I'm not a criminal.
Please don't do it the right way.
I'm not a criminal. I've never been to jail and I've never been arrested. I don't have any crimes on my fucking
I mean,
you don't have a rap sheet, but doesn't mean you're not committing crimes every day.
Well, we don't have to talk about what happens outside of the country.
Not a criminal in America.
Yeah.
You've just not been caught.
Same thing.
You're doing criminal shit.
No, you're only a criminal if you get caught.
Oh.
Aladdin said that.
Yeah, he became
if
a sultan.
If you're in the system, yeah. So she sells her Jeep for $12,000 cash the day after her interrogation. Pretty telling. After that, there were press conferences, there were rewards put up, and the U.S. Marshals were called because obviously she went out of the country to Lord knows where. I think her first flight was to San Jose, Costa Rica, but from there you lose any, you know, logs or you couldn't fucking go anywhere on chicken buses, which I did.
Yeah, I don't think they've even invented the written language out there yet, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't been there personally.
Still to this day.
Also, like offering a monetary reward to catch this lady, anybody that she's hanging around with, they're going to be spending more money like just to get the yoga lessons from her than they would get from the reward.
What's the reward?
And also I don't even know how much it was, but like also she's going to places where people are trying to get off the grid. So they're not watching, you know what I mean? Like news, they're not like keeping up to date on, you know, people that are wanted, whatever. They want to just be basically Tortuga. Drinking, doing yoga, and staying off the grid for their own kind of criminal shit, to be honest.
Anywhere south of San Diego is God's blind spot. You go there anywhere between
100%.
Yeah, you go there
God's
because you
blind
don't
spot.
Yeah, you don't 100%. Want anybody.
And then there's a lot of places in Costa Rica up in the hills where there's not even like this place where she went.
Why did you go there?
Why did I?
Where were you running from, Jesse? What's your real name?
Running from or running to?
Yeah, no, I was just doing a blonde white lady in our 20s trip down, flew into Mexico City and then backpacked all the way down to Costa Rica.
Well, little white girls don't normally do that.
I thought they did.
No.
Oh.
Not with a backpack, really? Getting on buses.
Oh. Yeah, it was fun. I did a lot of chicken buses, staying in hostels.
That's gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's badass. That's not normal.
It was badass. I think we did a 3-month thing. When I flew back from Costa Rica, I had enough money for a soda, and I was like dirty as shit and had a backpack.
How many stab wounds?
None, but I was chased by these dudes with knives in Guatemala. Yeah.
Only Guatemala.
But that was like I knew that was going to happen, right? Because it was like there was like a really dangerous part where you're like, all right, well, I'm probably going to die here. So just like head on a swivel kind of thing.
But you were ready for it.
Yeah. So anytime you see anything that's like a little bit weird, you're like ready to fucking run. And you're a white lady. So if you're not like in a dark alley, like you're going to be fine.
You know, at the very least, you're going to make a really, really good Dateline episode.
Oh, for sure. And I think we found like went up to like some old grandma's door. Thankfully, it was an old grandmother's door and not like another
creepy dude.
Yeah. But yeah.
And what was the name of the girl that you were with? Was it her name was
Caitlin?
Gabby Petito?
Yeah, me and Gabby Petito. And we just took our fucking van and no. Dina. I don't know. You met Dina probably.
I have.
Yeah. It was fun shit.
She was cool.
She was cool.
Is she still cool?
Yeah.
Cool.
Still cool, man.
Sweet.
No, cool corpses like you, are always dude. Always kind of cool or cold.
What is?
Corpses.
She's alive, dude.
Does she have kids now?
Yeah, two.
Fucking dope.
I know, dude. She's fucking doing it. I think she's Detroit style, dude.
She lives in Detroit?
Yeah, dude. Like, what? Bought a fucking house for... Remember when you could buy houses there for, like, $300? Because it was,
oh,
like...
Oh, back, yeah, yeah. Back when they were expensive in Detroit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because before that was $50, I think. So she got at the height of the market. And, but as you're trying to fix it up in this certain area, as you're trying to fix up the houses... You, let's say you put your copper pipes in or you put a fucking dishwasher, you know.
It gets stolen.
It gets stolen right away. And so she was just like, I think she sold it. But she did buy it and was trying to fix it up. And everything she did, even hardwood floors will get fucking ripped up and stolen. It's fucking so insanity. But if you're trying to be like, oh, why'd you go to Costa Rica? That was my best friend. Okay. So like she buys houses for $50 in Detroit and like decides that that's a good. Up. You know what I mean? So of course I'm going to go. I'm like. Let's fucking do it.
She'll stab a motherfucker for you.
For yeah. sure. And I think that, like, we got out of stuff because we were both just like...
That's that street smarts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways, not this bitch. So, Caitlin Armstrong, though, actually spent 43 days on the run from police.
It's not bad.
To avoid capture, she changed her appearance by cutting her hair short and dyeing it a different color, like a dark... It was like a dark brown or black.
Was she hot?
She was and is. I mean, look, like, to be real, she's a good... The reason why this was kind of such a big case, too, is because both women were pretty good looking.
Yeah.
And she was, like, a good looking girl.
You gotta give it to the
girl.
Cyclists from that. They're always... They're all hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Even the like, dudes. Yoga teacher, like...
They're
I mean,
always hot.
Hard yeah, honestly, to find an ugly one, honestly.
I think the yoga teacher was the more attractive of the two. Mm-hmm.
More than Momo?
Hmm.
Okay. Well, Momo was 25, but she was like for real weekend warrior. Like, she's not doing Botox. She's not. She is literally like, you know, just one of those like natural, hot, hip.
Yeah, so
she's a natty light hippie where it's just like all natural shit. And
so obviously a little busted.
Jesus Christ.
This is where it went off the rails last time.
Yeah. No, we're doing good. It's been an
hour.
We're
doing good. We're doing good. For 43 days, Caitlin Armstrong was on the run from police to avoid capture, blah, 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 da, da, da. She also used her sister's passport to flee the country, like I said, and attempted to find work teaching yoga classes under an alias. She had people call her Ari.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Where it's like someone had to just be so annoyed with Ari that they were like, yeah, I think we got that Caitlin girl down here at our fucking, you know. Ari made some bad choices. But anyway, it wasn't until June 29th, 2022, that she finally was arrested by U.S. Marshals in a hostel in Santa Teresa, Costa Rica. And this place, like I said, up until pretty recently had a small dirt road to go in and out. Really hard to get into. It wasn't any. It was definitely where people went to escape something, whether it's the law or just corporate life or whatever you're going to do. Lots of like Americans getting away and
stuff
like that.
Where you go to get away.
Yeah. Great surfing. All of that. Caitlin Armstrong was arraigned on July 21st, 2022, pleading not guilty to the murder charges. As a flight risk, obviously, she was held on $3.5 million bond and placed in Travis County Jail until October 2023 when her case went to trial. Her defense attempted to suppress evidence of her initial interrogation with the Austin PD, which they claimed was illegally obtained due to her not being read her Miranda rights. Good fucking luck, dude.
It's also surprising.
Did they not read her?
The Austin PD was actually trying to suppress the fact that anybody else was trying to suppress anything because they were like, dude, we're not trying to convict anybody. Just do your thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The request was denied, obviously, but the court agreed to dismiss the federal charge of unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. So because they don't really have evidence of her fleeing for that reason, which by the way, they don't have any real evidence in this case.
Skipping out on the Botox bill that she was trying to get away from.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. That was the only evidence that they had. So Caitlin immediately got the charge right back after she fled from police once again on October 12th. After a short chase, she was apprehended and returned to jail. On the Patreon episode, I think you show the video. Footage. So on October 12th,
how'd she not get away?
I know, with
like
that
based
lady.
Based off of the footage. Because
I think she was shackled, that's why. I think she had her, like we said, I think she was
because nobody was
going to
catch her.
I know. So she faked like some doctor's appointment, basically. And while she was being transported from the jail.
She came back for more Botox.
I mean, honestly, I was like, what else could you, I mean, what are you saying that you need, right? But anyway, she got it so that she got transported to the doctor by one fat police officer, fat lady police officer. And as soon as they got to the facility, she just fucking bolted. And the video, if you haven't seen it, is
I can't
real
help, but
fucking
I know it's
funny.
Inappropriate to
and
laugh
again,
at fat people
had
falling,
she
but it's my
not,
favorite.
Well, it's like she's a flight risk. Like, why do you have that lady transporting her alone? Do you know what I'm saying? I
mean, she could have power walked.
She is
and still,
exactly if she didn't
and she
have
would
have
still
handcuffs.
Fell.
Yeah.
If she didn't have handcuffs
I'm saying, like,
oh, sorry, the other person. Yeah.
Yeah, she could have power walked and still put a decent amount of distance between.
Yes.
Between the two.
I
of
but
just
I
love
think
that
once she got
footage.
To that gate. But I think again, she got over the gate. If you see the video, she got over it even in shackles. She just didn't get that far away. But no chance in hell that one police officer that we see in the video was the one that caught her, right? So they go, oh, she wasn't any more than a mile out of our sight the entire time. A mile out of your sight? How did she fucking get to that point?
I mean, those mobility scooters aren't meant for off-road.
Yeah. Get me my squirrel. So that happened literally right before trial, which also doesn't look fucking good. If you didn't hate Caitlin Armstrong already, you hate her even more now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now she's going to trial. Let's talk about right now. Let's just talk a little bit about what her life was like in Costa Rica when she got there. So again, okay. She went to Santa Teresa. She introduced herself as Ari to fellow travelers and locals. While there, she stayed at Don John's hostel.
Ooh,
which can
fancy.
You stay can you stay at a more prominent hostel? Don John's, you know, the fucking
yeah.
surf comp, like
yeah, I know the logo.
Yes, so she stayed there. It's almost like staying at the Ritz anywhere else. You know what I mean? It's like very or Motel well, 8. I don't know, like,
for anybody that's listening, can you think of any other hostel that you
would
might
know the name
possibly know the name of?
Yeah, so hey, if we're looking for so let's say the cops just go, let's just look at hostels, right? They go on the internet. First thing that would pop up as far as Google,
is where she is.
Like how they put like ads and anyone that has. So the first one that's going to pop up is all the Don Johns
in the
area.
It's like Don Johns' new yoga class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
teacher
Ari. Be like, all right, yeah. Our suspect is well known for hanging out at bars, mm-hmm. and they're hiding in Mexico. All right, check Senor
all
Frogs.
All right, Senor
Frogs. Oh, yeah, they're right at
Senor
Frogs.
Let's just look at any bars in the neighborhood. Senor Frogs pops up. That's where she's hanging out. So she just didn't know
it's
how
one of the Google
to
search result pictures.
Exactly. So while she stayed at Don John's, where she spent most her days on her laptop computer in the hotel's common area, occasionally joining others for drinks at a local bar. Just weeks into her stay, she traveled to San Jose, where she, under the name Allison Page, which I don't know where she got that name, spent more than $6,000 on facial plastic surgery to alter her appearance.
Whoa.
And also the dude, she started hanging out with some dude, and I guess, according to him, wasn't like romantically involved with him, but kind of strung him along, got her to give him a ride places and all of this. His name was Teal. That
tells a whole story.
If you can picture Teal, American surfer Teal.
Teal.
It was him.
Yeah.
I guess dreads, and beads in the hair.
Yeah, all of that. All of that. And,
a wigger.
And basically, the real deal is like in Santa Teresa, if she would have really wanted to disappear and lay low and get away with it, she could have. But she could not stop herself from teaching yoga, hanging out with people, having relationships. Like, she just...
She couldn't commit.
Couldn't fucking do it. Like, she couldn't do what you're supposed to do, which is go up in the hills, which around this place, there are many criminals living in those hills that are getting fucking away with it. Is it a great life? No. But the cops are not finding them up there, right? They're not on their laptop.
Spearfish for food and eat coconuts, bitch.
Or calm down every once in a while, get your shit, and go back up to your... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Commit to the fucking shit.
You go and get your fix of... teaching yoga like once a week.
Right.
Then you're done. But yoga was her life.
During the trial, prosecutors claimed that Armstrong, who was an on-again, off-again relationship with Colin, ended up using a fitness app to track Mariah Wilson's location to where she was staying in Austin. She also began to monitor her whereabouts on social media in the days before the killing, prosecutors say. So this one's a little bit weird to me, so we're going to go into like what they have in the trial. It's only a little bit longer. But I think she was tracking Colin. So apparently, like I do, like my phone, you know, my text messages will show up on here and on the iPad and on the watch and the whatever. So... I think he's deleting the number, but Caitlin still has the iPad at home or whatever that's connected.
He sees it.
She's seeing it. I'm wondering how she would be able to track Mariah's fitness app and not call, like Colin, she would have access to. Either way, in the trial, they had evidence that she was tracking one or both of them and knew exactly where they were going to be that night and was already pissed because they went out to dinner, they went to swim, whatever, which she knew. Then she went to the place where they ended up, and when Colin left, she was right there to do whatever she was going to do. The ridiculous way that actually detectives found where to start and pretty quickly found where Caitlin was her fucking yoga mat in the footage.
Love it.
Because from there, they said, in many interviews, they said that we just kind of looked up like popular yoga retreat areas or places where Americans go for yoga, right? And that was one of the top spots. So, dumb.
Blew it.
The testimony of her friend, Jacqueline, and then actually another one of her best friends, Nicole, both saying that she was so mad when she found out about Mariah, like so mad she was shaking. They had never seen her that mad. And then Jacqueline saying the snitch, saying that calling the cops and saying she said she was going to kill her.
Fucking snitch.
So both those things, all the circumstantial evidence of the SUV, of her leaving, and the shell casings were enough evidence for the jury. I will say the defense, this is funny. I just want to say what the defense was. They were saying that somebody stole Caitlin's Jeep and phone. And that's why it was there at the time. Now, prosecution countered that because from the phone was sent like pretty innocuous like text messages about like running errands or where are you going to be. So whoever stole the car
was pretending to be her.
Also had an interest in running errands and where Colin was. So it wasn't just some, it was like the most elaborate carjacking of all time, right? They take the car, they take the phone, and then they also take on your entire life. and start right. texting your boyfriend and
go kill someone.
And then go kill some. I mean, it was just like whoever stole.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes. But that.
It's pretty smart.
Was the whole. That was the defense.
Anybody who Needless knows anything about being all about that Jeep life,
mm-hmm.
Jeep life is life.
The two fingers to the side?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the Jeep wave, huge. Ooh, you can't huge. Fake that. Can't fake it.
Yep. So, obviously, that all was enough, and the defense being, hey, someone just was pretending to be her. And they were saying that she fled to Costa Rica because she was afraid that Colin was actually the killer and that she was going to be the next. Mm. So she was trying to hide from Colin. So
Colin, dude.
Nobody was buying it, bitch. They deliberated. The jury deliberated for 3 hours and came back with a guilty verdict. Caitlin has been sentenced to 90 years.
Damn.
Obviously, you appeals are coming. You get 90
years for murder nowadays?
Well, if you fuck up bad enough.
Yeah. And I don't think...
Can you get crime of passion for that? That's like not even planned. She just that's upset.
True. I mean, look,
that should be like 7 years.
Yeah, there's.
I mean, if it was up to me, it'd be like 3 or 4. But
if she did it with a knife, coming. Maybe she would have gotten crime of passion,
well, or at least just the everybody has a gun.
Well, yeah, the two shots to the head. No, so the fact that she shot her in the chest afterwards, that maybe crime of passion. Mm-hmm. Overall, I know we've talked about this before. She shot the wrong person in this situation.
Mm-hmm. So again, we didn't go into... Oh, so she should have
shot the only innocent person, is what you're saying. Colin.
The one thing I loved from the last Drunkie episode was how much we went into how much of a piece of shit Colin was.
Yeah.
And how much of like his mind fucking like played into this. And I think your Charles Manson thing is a great example, actually. Where it's just like, he just was fucking with her so much. And she just had to be cool with him being platonic friends, clearly hiding. You know what I mean? So
that's her choice.
100% it is. I'm not taking that away. But I do think that we didn't go into, and media didn't go into or whatever, enough. That this guy was just such a huge piece of shit.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly
right.
agree.
This is and what we argued about on the last show, though,
I know, but we did.
It's an important point,
but though. I did like...
But I think you're both wrong. Point. That was the way we were arguing.
Yeah, but we stopped listening to you, and then we were like... and then we were like, for the first time, like, Coop and I are aligned on and hating a dude. And we never
agree on anything.
We agree on a lot of things, but when it comes to, like... You know, we're both misogynists, really. So going after the dude is not in either of our characters, right?
No.
The innocent dude. Like, but this guy was, I mean, I think it was partly the cyclist thing. It was he had been popped for using illegal, you know, performance enhancing drugs as well. And then was like fucking with this weird yoga teacher while also fucking with the 25-year-old up and coming. Fucking with the yoga
teacher should be like, good for him. I think yoga teachers should be fucked with.
The type of events that he would set up is him hanging out with a bunch of young up and coming cyclists right. that all just happen to be female.
And he was kind of the celebrity at the time. It's hard for me to even celebrity say that.
Gravel racing, which who the fuck knows what gravel racing is?
I know. It's hard for me to even say that. But he was the most famous and accomplished at a lot of these get-togethers that they were doing. So he had that and a girlfriend and a 25-year-old. What?
Momo knew about the girlfriend.
She didn't.
We went deep into this. She did, because he even came with her to parties and stuff. And she was like, what the fuck? Who's the girl?
No.
And
he's like, oh. So we went through this on the last one. Text messages were revealed that there was one party that they were all kind of, because I think it was a cyclist thing. Caitlin ended up going, Mo went, but she was going to meet with Colin. And Colin was really weird to her. The texts that come after are, hey, we need to talk. I don't know what's going on. I thought we were, if you just want to be friends, kind of like not knowing at all why this guy that she was dating all of a sudden
got super literally
in her mind dating. And why does he have to tell her anything just because they fucked one time?
Okay, so they were hooking up, hanging out, and he gave no indication of having any relationship or anything. So she was very confused. I'm just going through the text. I'm just going through the text of what she said, because I also want to make it clear that she did not know that she was the other woman because of everything Colin was telling her. Right. So she's like, what the fuck?
He was playing both of them.
Yes. Mariah wasn't trying to be a homewrecker. Do you just want to be friends? Why were you invited me there? Like, why were you so weird? Do we need to talk? Just like very normal. Like, what is up? And then he explained, oh, my ex.
But would you keep hanging out with anyone that did that to you?
Again, like they weren't. But again, they weren't like full on hanging out either. It wasn't like a huge relationship. It was like they would text everyone. Right,
even more reason, like, just to stop talking to him.
But he made it seem to her that Caitlin was the ex, even though she wasn't.
Kind of was or wasn't.
At that time, she wasn't. At that time, she wasn't.
That was also like one of her first, like the first instance of her being exposed to that. Where it was an awkward situation. Like, she never would have had any reason to think that that was the case before that.
Yeah.
Up until that moment.
But if you, like, what is your mindset if, like, what you and who you want to date is, like, the fake, unfamous, famous celebrity version of the cycling team? Like,
I'm not going to, right now, I would never date a cyclist in the first place. But if you're in the community already, like, maybe that's a big deal.
To get to date the guy?
Okay, Joel, shut up for one second. Okay. So
this is the problem we had last time.
Yes, this is the problem. Because you like keep interrupting when I'm trying to explain what happened all the way to that point. So then they were at a party. And this is text messages that are revealed in the trial and everything.
Okay.
So at that party, Mariah's just like really confused. Because she thinks this guy is single and he's just like completely being fucking weird to her. Okay. So she texts him, hey, what? I'm sorry. Did I do something?
So she was just being naive.
She was literally innocent. 25. This guy is what? 37. In a relationship living with a girl. She has no idea about that. Because when he goes out to these events, he presents himself as single.
Single, yeah.
Because he's a piece of shit douchebag, right?
Right.
So, and fucking with Caitlin as well, which is why she got to the point. Not why she got to the point. You have to be a fucking crazy person to kill someone else, right?
Yeah.
So there was something else going on there. I'm not justifying any of that. But I'm saying that he was fucking with these girls.
He was manipulating both of them.
And telling them both things that they were like knew weren't true deep down. But he was telling them that they were true, right? Okay. So, like, yeah. This is my ex.
Yeah.
He's like, this was my ex when it wasn't her ex at the party. When it wasn't his ex at the party. Caitlin was there when they were back together. But he told Mariah in this text exchange, oh, yeah, that was my ex. We still have, like, business dealings. She kind of gets, like, I'm so sorry. Let's get together and talk, you know. So he was playing both sides, which... You know, we could show if I had all of the text messages out, which is extensive.
Which sucks.
So it was kind of like both women as, or if guys can feel this way too, which I'm sure you guys have too, where you like know something's going on, but like you don't want to seem crazy. So you don't go with that intuition, right? So you're just like, I know you're fucking lying, but I can't prove it. So I'm not going to be a crazy bitch about it, which is what we get called, right? So then we have to just be like, okay, cool. And then Caitlin was driven to a place of like, now I'm on a fitness app. Now I'm, because you're lying to me. I know you're fucking lying to me. I'm trying to catch you. And she finally fucking caught him. You said you were somewhere else. I can see on your GPS. You're right here. I'm going there. Going into the apartment, maybe thinking she was going to find him and shoot him. I don't know.
True.
But she was just like, she had gotten to this point of like lying all day, following the GPS, just like a, a crazy person, really.
That's a good point. Like questioning whether or not she was going there to try and find or try and find
because if she wasn't following his fitness app as well, which I think she was, or she was following his GPS, his GPS, her fitness trap. So he was like, she saw them together. She drives there, goes in, thinks that maybe she's going to find them together and fucking shoot him. I have no idea. And was so fucking wound up already at that point and just fucking shot. I mean, look, no, there's no excuse. Colin did not do this. He did not shoot her. It's not really his fault, but in some weird way.
No excuse for murder.
But he still pushed her.
I'll say what I'm sure nobody else wants to say. No excuse for murder. But given the situation, the wrong person got shot.
Exactly. Like, I hope that she was going in there to shoot Colin.
I wish
that they were in there together. And Colin got shot in front of both of them. And Mariah was able to be like, holy shit, and run away or whatever.
And then
that would be the dream scenario.
Then
honestly.
And Mariah could become friends, and Mariah would probably end up defending her in court.
I mean, that would be a dream situation.
The health app or whatever. She's like, whenever they meet up, their calories are just being burned.
They're not moving. Their calories are just getting close.
So weird. Their position is exactly the same, but their number of steps per day is going up.
But it looks like they're on a treadmill in the bed. Yeah. So, yeah. We're not, I mean, not in any real sense are we saying that it's his fault, right? Because you can be a douche and not want to, you know, and not think that it's going to lead to murder, right? But kind of see how a person that was already a little bit crazy, how I could see them being driven crazy with lies and fitness apps and following stuff? I mean, I've gone down rabbit holes. I know you guys have too, right? Maybe you haven't. Do you even care?
Yeah.
Have you ever,
Joel, gotten like crazy where you're like, oh, you're lying, and I'm like, see a text? No?
No. I have.
Yes.
If I feel it and I know it, I just end it.
That's why I'm like,
this is all like, God.
Well, that's
this is
why
like a big mess that I don't.
Yeah, that's why your response is like, look, the guy fucking lied to you. Leave. Like, it's just not that,
it's not that easy
a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, it's not easy, but.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Anyways. I mean, so when you guys were in that apartment and you would do drugs and a hole's a hole kind of night, you know?
When we were
Nobody, like.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes it gets worn out. Things get
a little
loose.
This way.
So nobody, and like, then prolapsed, did they?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.